Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir this month is sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan in honor of their newest grandchildren, Aliza Rachel, born to the children, Brian and Nicole, and Rafal Simcha, born to the children, Matthew and Lizzie. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for more sponsorship opportunities. We're only in Shabbos Daf Dalad in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha Base. We start on the second line from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, "V'loy biyochid, you're not allowed to go out with one sandal." Amar Abba mipri achashat, because of the suspicion. Shelo yom reish plain if sak sandal loy vet loy be shichir. So people should not say, "Oh, he had two sandals. One of them fell off, and he's holding it under his armpit. In other words, he's carrying it. So therefore, he can't go with one only." Bisman shein b'rag l'maka. The Mishnah says that's only if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. If he has a wound, so then it's clear why he has only one shoe. The Gemara now explains it. If he does have a wound, it's fine. Which foot does he put the sandal? He puts it on the one that does not have a mako. If he put it on the one that has a mako, why doesn't he put it on the other one? I mean, what will be the reason not to have a sandal on the other one? So Abraham explains that Shmuel holds that you put a shoe for tainuk, for pleasure. So if you can put it on the one that has a wound, put it on the other one as well. And why you can't put it on the one that has a wound? Because it's too tight. So he does not put a sandal on the foot that is wounded. Rabbi Yochanan says, he puts it on the one that has a mako. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds you put the sandal in order to protect the foot from getting more damage, more hurt. So how do people know? People see that he's a little wounded, that he's maybe limping a little bit. They know the reason he has one sandal only, because that foot has a mako. So Shirim Rabbo was Mishamash Rabbi Yochanan. He gave his sandals in order to go to wear them, but he did it in the way how you are supposed to wear the derech halavisho? Kadodatan, as we learned by derech eretz and meseches derech eretz, kashu noyel noyel shel yamin v'chaker noyel shel smol. You first put on your right shoe, and then you put on the left shoe, because the right is more chashuv. And therefore, kashu choylitz, when he removes the shoe, choylitz shel smol v'chaker choylitz shel yamin. You first take out the left one and leave the right one on, and then you remove the right one. Omer Rabbi Yochanan told him, Bavlayo, that he came from Bavel. Loi Savikan, don't do this way. Shari Shayim Loi Yusivkan, the early generation did not do this way. Elakashu Noel Noel Shal Smoil, Vachaka Noel Shal Yamin. You first put on your left foot, then you put on the shoe on the right foot. Shaloi Tanya Nire Shal Yamin Pkuma. Because if you put on the right first, it looks like the right one is wounded, and that's why you put a shoe on it. Because when someone comes and sees him wearing only one shoe, they'll think, oh, he has a mako on the right foot, and that's why he has a shoe only on the right. So first put on the left, and if people will think there's a mako, they'll think there's a mako only on the left, but not on his right, there's more chash of a side. And when he puts on the right, he already have two shoes. So he told him, Adam, from here I see that if the shoe you put on the one that has a mako, and that's what you're explaining, our Mishnah. Our Malay, in Bavloyo de Kamtele. Yes, Babylonian, you understood my kavana is exactly what comes out from my words. One can wear tefillin right before dark on Erev Shabbos, but now with a sandal right before Shabbos. What's the difference? Tefillin, you usually remove it anyway in the night, so he's not going to forget to remove it on Shabbos. But sandal mesumah that has nails in it, he doesn't usually remove at night. So if he puts it right before Shabbos, he'll forget to take it out on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ezu kamia mumche. A kamiya is an amulet that they use for refuah. If it's a mumche, you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. If you know for sure it works, what does it mean, mumche? Says the Gemara, kol shirape boy v'shana v'shilish, something that healed three times. Ravo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ne'mana reifa l'mar kamiya ze mumche piti boy v'shinis v'shilashti. The doctor could say rely on this kamiya because it did work three times. You trust the doctor. If he healed one person three times, for that person it's a mumche, not for anybody else. If he healed two people three times, so each one of them it's mumche, not for anybody else. But if he healed three people three times, then it's good for everybody. It doesn't matter if it's a written kamiya or it's the type of grass that they put together. We should not put it not in a bracelet or a ring, because then it looks like he's just using that because he really wants to go out with the taksha, which is usher for men. Can he put it into a tube, which is not a takshit? Only a takshin is usur. Anything else, you say the kamiya is the most important thing. Anything that covers it, it's bottled to the kamiya. Mumaiko is a type of takshit, and you put it around the neck, but it's connected to the clothing. Omalei also mishu takshit. That's takshit that we say now. Put a kamiya on the takshit. Says Gemara, mishu takshit. Who loy v'Daniel loysu should be also for Daniel, because it says v'amnicho didehavol tzavrei. He was wearing a takshit around his neck. That's exactly the takshit we're talking about. So we understand what is the reason you can't wear it? Is it because the takshit now wear takshitim after Chorin Beis Hamikdash? So why Daniel did wear it? If it's because you're carrying in Shabbos, this takshit is different because it's connected to the clothing. So it should be part of the clothing. You can take it out. So more just brings us a question. If a person has a wound that healed, you put a bandage on it, it's not considered to be healing, it's only keeping the wound not to get worse. Continues the one that Mendal Nomad Beis, Avoyin Mishem Rabbonin, the Tamoni, says the name of the Rabbonin in Bavel, Noisti. All they leave, I'll give him mako b'shabbos. I put it on a mako shabbos. Shein ol kem shabbos, just guarding the mako. Except leaves of the grape of the vines that they do make a refor. Omav chuno adop puah is a type of seed that grows. Okor tav, the root of that is good for healing. Sagin tavu, it's even better when it's more. When there's five knots of that seed, shiva kachi, tisha kachi, seven or nine. Tava sogin, it's very good as much as you give, as long as you don't put it into it water. So the more in Korean posuk al gabei mako, the gears of Chaim is b'shem. Meaning we're not referring you to Shabbos. Referring to you, can you use a posuk for healing purposes? Can I take the posuk to say al gabei mako? It says, you're not allowed to use the name of Hashem on the mako. So more of a din de koryo avrucha osur. And the pasuk that you do on dudoim, this type of seeds that grow, you also you now let it use it. Boy, the kari is a pasuk gazel b'nishu matbas. He comes and tells his friend, "Say this pasuk of my son who's very scared. He wants to use the pasuk to stop him from being scared." Or ten alav sefer, ten alav tefillin mishlishi yishon. Put a sefer, a tefillin on him to make him sleep. Also, now let use all the kedusha for this purposes. Well, Atani, I remember you shear piguim Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim they did use shear. They used to use the shear from Tehillim in order to prevent from mezik in Yerushalayim. Well, you didn't come shenivga kana shelo nivga. Before he got hurt, you could say this pasuk to prevent it from coming. But once it came, you now let use the pasuk to heal. What is the mizmor to protect from azikin? Hashem maru b'tzarai v'chol ha-mizmor. The mizmor of Hashem maru b'tzarai. Yoishu b'seh salel yon ad ki'atosha machsi el yoim samta morinecho. These are two prokhi we're mentioning over here. Halacha gimel zok de mishto lo teitze isha v'machas nekuva. A woman should not go out with a pin, with a needle which has a hole in it. V'lo yitabas sheyesh la v'choysom, not with a ring that has on it a signature which a woman does not use. V'lo yibikochlayer. It's a type of jewelry that connects the clothing together that shows a person is rich. Kocheles is a perfume, and tzuchis ha-plaiton is where you put oil that gives it a good smell. This all a must, it's all a load, you can't take it, it's chayv chatos. Chomis say, if it's for the good smell, it's not chayv chatos. Says the one like this, Tani, lo yitzei ached v'machatosha bekelof, a chayot, meaning who is a tailor, he should not take a needle that advertises the fact that he's a tailor. So he should not go with a machbe kelov. The scribe should not go out with his pen in his ear that advertises that he's a scribe. The one who colors, who dyes material, should not go out with a little bit of an example of his coloring. And not the banker, or the money changer with the money on his ear. It says if they did do it, they're potter. Says no, if a woman is doing it, as a woman, he's chayv chatos. But other people could go out with that. Says the Gemara, machlafot shitosu de'amer. Chur Amer is contradicting himself. Tinatamon means referring to our Mishnah. Here he says she goes out with something which is not usually to go out with. She's chayv chatos. And there you say you're potter. Amona Amar lo Sotam Stam, Ravon Mishra Abiyachadon, Amona said it on his own, Ravon said the name of Abiyachadon, Tam Dech Yitzo Abinashim, Baramachot Feilim Yoytze Mekach. There, women do go out with it. Just, it's not a malbush, it's a masri. But people go out with it. So when you Yoytze, a normal way of Yitzo, you Chayav Chatos. But here, most professionals don't go out with these advertisements. Only Tfeilin, only the newcomers to this profession. So it's not a normal way to go out, and therefore you're not Chayav Chatos. So the Machafel, she doesn't do Rabbanon. Who is a steer Rabbanon? They say in our Mishnah that one can go out with her perfume. Machat Mashma dafka that. She can go out and not Chayav Chatos. But she's going out with a pierced needle. It's Chayav. And here he said that only a professional is chayav chatos, somebody else is not. We're talking about a woman who that's her profession. What's her profession? She separates the hair of the woman. She uses her needle for profession. So that's why here she's chayav, and nechiram she's chayav only as if it's of her profession, not if it's a regular woman. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Mem Daled.